This programme was made with the support of the Broadcasting Authority of Ireland.
The oldest club in Ireland, the UK, and I've been onto the Guinness Book of Records for the last 6 months or so to try and have it ratified that it's the oldest commercial club. There are private members' clubs. I'm aware of one that's right next to Twickenham in London. That's over 170 years old, but it's a private members club with two tables and a bar. But this being a commercial club, it's slightly different. So we're trying to figure out if it is the oldest. But it's definitely the oldest in Ireland and the UK. So.
If you blinked twice, you'd miss it. But just past Phibsborough and along Dublin's scenic Royal Canal, you'll find the famous snooker club of Crossguns. There are no neon lights flashing outside, no casino distractions inside. This revered haunt is about snooker and snooker alone. Crossguns was opened when television was still in black and white. It excelled through the sports boom years of the 1970s and 80s, producing a number of national champions at different age levels. It survived the widespread cull of clubs in the city at the turn of the century and today remains a vibrant hotspot for lovers of the game. I caught up with owner Finn Ruan, whose club has been in the family since the very beginning.
This club was opened Easter Sunday, 1958, by my grandfather. Bought the land, there was 8 cottages on it, he built the cottages. And then he was a snooker fan, used to play in a club in town, one of the, I think it was the Pioneer Clubs. So he developed a love for the game and he said he'd love to open his own club, so demolished the cottages, built the club and opened Easter Sunday, 1958, and 54 years later. I'm third generation and I'm still holding the fort as such.
So what was it like then growing up with kind of snooker as your hotbed?
Yeah, well, it was always... there was not much talk about snooker at home, mind you, but... I went to school in St. Vincent's CBS, which is not too far from here, and every day walking home, I passed by and it's in my dad's car, so I'd pop in because he'd be working here, and I was just fascinated by it, really, and I always wanted to have a game, and sometimes when those tables were free, you know, I'd pick up a cue and I'd knock a few balls down. I was about 7 or 8 years of age, but a couple of years later then I entered one or two of the junior tournaments that were held in the club and sort of took to the game a bit, and to help a bit of coaching from the late great Richie Dunn, he was an international coach. I soon found myself, you know, playing with the good players, beating the good players, and sort of took on from there my love of the game. And then, of course, the next step then was to start doing a few hours in the club. So
it was a completely different kind of sport, I guess, back in the 70s and 80s. A lot more popular than it is now. Give us a bit of an insight into what the Dublin Leagues were like back then.
Yeah, the Dublin Leagues, they started in the mid-70s and there was only a handful of clubs, but more sort of snooker men got involved with it then, like ex-players and such. And I remember coming down here and watching, we had a great team, the mid to late 70s. We had like Eugene Hughes, we had Paddy Brown, Pascal Work, some really good Irish amateurs. And they were doing really well, the club here. And I was fascinated because each week I'd come down to watch them play and there was a different club. It would be like the Cosmo or the Home of Billiards or any of these YMCA sort of places. And I couldn't wait to get involved in this league's business. And the first leagues I played in was in the 11th division. And there was 12 teams in that. And that was 1981 when I played 11th division. And slowly but surely I made my way up to 7th division, 4th division, 2nd, and became a 1st division player. But the leagues then, as I said, it was 11 divisions. There was 10 to 12 teams in each division. And it was just snooker, snooker, snooker. It was Tuesdays, Thursday nights. And there was clubs practically everywhere you went in Dublin. There was clubs either getting refurbished or new clubs opening up. But it was definitely booming. And then it came to a head really in 1985 with the infamous Dennis Taylor when he won the Black Ball World Championship final against Steve Davis, and all of a sudden overnight snooker was just the sport to be either playing or to be involved in as a business sense, and it snowballed from there and more clubs opened up. And I think at one stage about the mid to late 80s there was nearly 60 clubs in around Dublin.
Snooker looping, that's all we, me and him and them and me, we'll show you what we can do with a load of balls and a snooker cue.
off the red stain. Screw back for the evergreen, brown, blue, pink and black. Snooker, loopy, nuts are we. We're all snooker, loopy.
Veteran Dubliners Ken Doherty and Fergal O'Brien are the only two Irish players left in the pro circuit. This is in part due to the sharp decline of the amateur scene here over the last decade or so. But 26-year-old Philip Brown has been one soldier who has continued to battle his way in ranking events from Carlow to Letterkenny over the last 8 years. In what club do you play out of, Philip?
I play out of Rolstone Snooker Club.
And how long have you been playing for?
Playing snooker now, probably the last 11, 12 years.
How'd you get involved in it? How'd you get started?
I suppose local snooker hall was just up the road when I lived in Drimna, Castle Billiards. It was very popular. Used to go up there with my friends, playing pool all the time, and then just got in to start playing the snooker flyers, and then just took it from there. Fell in love with the game and just took it from there.
Could you tell me a bit about like the Dublin scene and the Dublin leagues?
Been playing Dublin League since I was 14 years of age. Very popular for all the players around in the local areas. I don't think there's as many clubs as there used to be. Years ago, there was a lot more teams in divisions. There was 10 divisions in the snooker leagues years and years ago, even before I started playing, and now it's down to 3.
What do you think the reason is for such a decline?
I think... the recession, obviously, and clubs coping to stay open, a lot of money. When I first started playing, I remember it was €2 an hour, £2 an hour in Castle Billiards, and you could get an extra hour free on the back of the Super Quinn receipts. There was a free hour in the Castle Billiards, and we used to go in, we used to always save all our receipts, and that was our way. But now it's just because we've gone into the Euros, and all the clubs are up on their prices now to try and survive and stay open. I think there's not as many people playing the game anymore as they used to be.
Of the clubs that are still open, would they still be get busy even in the evenings, at weekends, or is it are even they in decline?
I suppose not in the summertime now. I think it starts. You might get a good few playing when the World Championships is on in May. And because the season usually ends, the snooker season ends in May. But when the World Championship is on, you get a few people that need to go for a game of snooker, because it's on the TV. And then you won't have people playing then until probably September when it's getting cold in winter. Yeah. And the football season is, gone quiet.
I suppose now is kind of the perfect time to be coming in.
Yeah, it would be, yeah.
And what about the leagues? How does it work? What is the structure for the Dublin leagues?
The leagues, it's depends on many. I think there's 8 or 9 teams in Division 2. I think there's probably around the same in Division 1. There's 6 teams in the Premier Division. And it's run on a weekly basis. 4 players on the team each week. 2 play on the Tuesday and 2 play on the Thursday. And all matches are best of 3s. In the Premier League, you just play out the full 3 frames. It's a frame of point. That's the way the system works.
So being on the kind of the national amateur scene, you must be pretty handy in your team.
It'd be decent. There's still a good few players that are much better than me that I'm trying to catch, but I'm getting there. Obviously with more experience and stuff, and learning from your mistakes.
On the national scene, how would you rate that at the moment? Is it big? Is it successful? Or
the amateur tournaments, they're kind of slacking a bit. I mean, there's a lot of top players. I suppose they're just lack of interest. They're getting to the age now. A lot of them are families and kids and don't have the time and dedication to practice and play, so they stop playing. Just one or two players that are back playing this year that haven't played. Davy Morris was an ex-professional, he's back playing this season, and Michael Judge, who came off the Pro Tour 2 years ago, he's back playing amateur. So there's some good players coming back into the amateur scene, which is good.
Do you think that hurts, the fact that those players have fallen off the Pro Tour? Do you think that's hurt the numbers playing around the country, the young players playing, because they've only got, say, Ken and Fergal still in the pro scene and there's no young Irish players coming up and through?
It's hard to say, really. I mean, for the kids, I think the kids just play for the love of the game. It's something new to them starting off, and you do get a snooker bug.
It's a social sport, like, I suppose, as well, isn't it?
Yeah, I suppose it can be, yeah. Like places, there's some good snooker halls, like the Spawell, where you could go up and you can have a few frames, and there's a bar there, so you could a couple of beers as well with your mates or wherever, you know. I don't know, it's hard to say, really. I mean, there's only 4 million people in Ireland, and I'd say there's only a couple of thousand that play snooker. Yeah. I mean, to the likes of the UK and China, like, there's millions of people playing, like, all over Europe. So for a small nation, I suppose we're doing well with the two or three players we have.
Yeah! There's no better feeling in the world.
So Ken Doherty thoroughly deserves this World Championship title. He's a great friend of Stephen Hendry, and Stephen Hendry will be back, I'm sure, to claim his seventh. But at the moment, Sheffield and the Crucible Theatre belongs to Ken Doherty, who beat Stephen Hendry 18-12 to become the 1997 world champion.
My name is Mark Donnelly, highest break 64.
So how did you get involved in snooker?
I've just started playing pool when I was about 5 or 6, and then as soon as I started getting a little bit taller, I said I'll challenge the snooker table, and went on from there, really. That was it.
And like, do you play at a specific club, or do you always come to Cross Guns?
Usually play in Cross Guns quite a bit. I play 8-ball pool mostly, but play in there's a local pub in my town, Babrigan. It's called the Central Lounge, and there's 4 snooker tables out the back, so I go down there on a Saturday and Sunday, a few hours, and just knock about.
And do you find, like, that there's many lads around here that play, like, snooker, or is it, you know, kind of restricted?
It's not so restricted. I wouldn't say it's as popular as it was a few years ago, but still a good few lads knocking about that play a bit, yeah.
And just finally, like, what would you say to somebody, like, in the kind of around the Dublin area, if they've never picked up a cue before, would you encourage it?
Yeah, I'd just say go down to your nearest club, get yourself a cheap cue and see what you think. It's a good way to pass a few hours. So.
Would you describe it as a kind of men's club, or, like, do you get women and children in here as well?
Yeah, we get the juniors in. I'm lucky enough to coach a couple of the juniors here who have been making inroads into the under-14s, the national tournaments. Their mums come in with them on a Saturday when they bring for coaching. But as far as the women's game in Ireland goes, it never really was big. We had some decent players, called Mary Redmond in the early 80s. She was a good player. And no one really since then really that would move on to challenge any of the top women players. And it's not really a game that has taken off. And when you look at the women's game, you look at Rhianne Evans, who's a fantastic snooker talent, and she's on the tour playing against the men in England, and she struggles to put a couple of wins together in each tournament. So it's a tough game. It's not, certainly not, you know, sorry, no women allowed or anything like that. I think I welcome it. But as far as any of the women making inroads into the game, we haven't seen it as such yet. But I welcome it if any of the ladies want to come in and play. You know, it'd be great to have maybe find a girl, lady out there who's a decent player, and maybe she's got a future in the game.
What do you do to try and get people in through the doors?
Well, basically, we'll try. You know, we run the flyers once a week. I went to see a friend of mine in England there, and he had a club, a lovely club in Manchester and Bellevue, and he got these American pool tables in. I was asking him, why did he get them in, and he said, because, like, there's a lot of guys, when they watch snooker on TV, they come in and they can't seem to be able, when they get on the TV, the TV's bigger than what they think it is, or the televisions, or the snooker tables bigger than what they think it is, and they struggle to pot a ball. So he got the American pool tables in, and it's sort of a stepping stone for some players as such. So I decided to take the chance, and I removed one of my tables and I got 2 American pools in, and they've actually gone really well. So it's another incentive to get people in and pick up a cue and playing, and maybe progressing from the smaller American pool table onto the snooker table. So we offer coaching in here. We offer decent rates for the juniors and the students as such. So it's basically like any other business. You've got to offer in this day and age, offer some value for money, basically. And also, me being an ex-snooker player, it's the type of place I'd like to come in and play snooker and be welcomed. And it's strictly snooker only in here as well. We don't go for any of the gaming machines or any other distractions as such. So it's if it's snooker is what you want to play, well, then this is the place to come.
Thank you.
This programme was made with the support of the Broadcasting Authority of Ireland.